It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
What investors should watch on Wall Street after the President's Day holiday.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm John Wardock. Lots to watch on the housing front in the coming week. We also get some minutes from the Federal Reserve. Joining us to help decipher all this is Jim Paulson. He's Chief Investment Strategist at Wells Capital Management. He joins us from Minneapolis. So, Jim, what will you have your eye on in the coming week?
I think that for me now, we've had quite a sell-off here, John, in the markets, and they're obviously emotions are up, fear is up. And I think we're kind of fishing around for a bottom, and what we need is a catalyst here. And to me, the catalyst is going to be better economic data. The retail sales report that just came out was reassuring. We've gotten some other good reports. I think next week I'm looking for a continuation of that with maybe a little better housing starts, a lift in industrial production and maybe capacity utilization, which would say that maybe the manufacturing sector is starting to thaw out after going into the deep freeze last year. And then also the Philadelphia Fed business outlook comes out next week. And we'll continue to keep an eye on the job market, so unemployment claims come out next week. I think the inflation reports will be certainly looked at, but probably less important at this point then maybe some information that real economic growth is holding together. If we convince people that we're not headed for recession, I think the stock market could get a bid.
Mm. Yeah, speaking of inflation, we do have wholesale inflation news expected on Wednesday, and then on Friday we get the Consumer Price Index with retail inflation. Do you think that the Fed is as concerned about inflation these days, given everything that seems to be going on in the world?
I think not at the moment. I really don't. I think the people, including the Fed, is probably more worried about deflation. But, you know, I think we might get back to that. If we find out we're not going to recess, we're going to get back to core inflation and wages pretty soon because they're both going up. Core inflation's been climbing in the last year, core CPI, and also wage inflation. And if you just bottom out oil and commodities, And I think we're going to refocus on that in a hurry. One of the bad things that could happen for the stock market, you know, next week is let's say we do get some hot, you know, PPI, CPI inflation numbers, core numbers, not necessarily overall. This really continues to put the Fed in a box where the real economic growth is weak and they maybe shouldn't lift rates. But if the inflation indicators, core inflation, continues to rise, you know, they're almost forced to maybe continue to raise rates, which that's a risk, I think, for the stock market.
Do you remember those globes that used to sit on a desk, maybe your teacher's desk at school, and you could spin it around?
You bet.
It seems like these days you can spin that globe around and then stop it, and you might have a problem that day where your finger lands. Do you get that sense?
Yeah, that seems that way. But, you know, it sure seems to me that when the impression of the world gets as dark as it is today, and there's so much discussion about a global financial calamity or headed for a global depression or the Fed is pushing on a string, I often find that means that sentiment has sold this market, oversold this market, and it often things get better if only because they can't get much worse than people already fear. And I feel we're getting close to that point. I feel that we're probably closer to a low in here and are likely to maybe experience a bounce over the next few months, in part because sentiment has gotten so bad.
And Jim, as we talk, the Dow and S&P both off about 10% for the year, the NASDAQ off just about 15%. Have you seen a start to a year like this before? This is pretty significant in terms of declines, isn't it?
I think it's among the worser starts to a year in market history. There was a while in January where it was the worst ever, and it rallied a little bit by the end of the month. But to me, I guess I've been waiting for that a little bit. I think we needed to revalue this market. We've done that. The multiple, the price earnings multiple at the top last summer was 19 times, and now we're closer to 16 times. I think that's a more sustainable valuation. Sentiment, as I said, has been thoroughly gut checked. And if now all we need is a catalyst, and if we get better economic data, I think you're going to start to see people brought back into this market as recession fears calm down. You know, there's some stocks like the financial stocks right now that they're just giving away. Wholesale selling with the idea that we're headed for another 2008 financial crisis, I think that's probably way overblown, and some of those areas of the market represent good values.
He's Jim Paulson, Chief Investment Strategist at Wells Capital Management, joining us to help preview the week ahead after the President's Day holiday. Jim, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
And feel free to follow all our shows. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.